USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state is pulling together after tornadoes left a trail of death and destruction.
From a city, a county, a state, and a federal perspective, I would say that everyone is working in total lockstep.
Sanders says she has been in contact with President Biden and Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who promised full federal support of impacted communities. Shelters have opened in Little Rock following the tornado.
It's all about supporting those in their time of need.
We offered a shelter here at Calvary Baptist Church that includes somewhere to sleep, opportunity to shower, toiletries, snacks, and even a meal.
John Brimley with the American Red Cross says several shelters have been opened around the city and will remain open as long as they are needed. Arkansas is under a state of emergency after Friday's deadly tornado. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Heavy security will be in place for former President Trump's New York indictment on Tuesday. After flying into New York Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse in Manhattan Tuesday to turn himself in. He will not be handcuffed, but will be taken to a 15th floor courtroom to be fingerprinted and processed. The Department of Justice is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That lawsuit alleges the railroad violated the Clean Water Act for the pollutants that spilled when the train crashed in February. The lawsuit is seeking injunctive relief, cost recovery, and civil penalties. Pope Francis is back home after being hospitalized for 3 days, recovering from bronchitis. Francis says he will deliver the Angelus prayer tomorrow on Palm Sunday from St. Peter's Square. And Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is off to a fast start thanks to Thursday previews. The film, based on the popular role-playing game, made $5.6 million in North American box offices. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The indictment has been profitable for former President Trump's current campaign. Trump has raised over $4 million since he was indicted in Manhattan on Thursday. Following that indictment, Trump's campaign began sending out fundraising emails. Trump also asked for donations on his Truth Social platform, writing, "If you are doing well, which was made possible through the great policies of the Trump administration, send your contribution to DonaldJTrump.com." The American consumer has had it.
Customer service problems in the U.S. have hit unprecedented levels, and Americans have become increasingly aggressive in their efforts to address those issues. While customer rage was gauged by the survey at a steady 63%, the percentage of people seeking revenge over their poor experience has tripled to 9% from 3% in 2020. I'm Corey Myers.
The NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship matchup is all set for Sunday in Dallas. LSU will take on Iowa for the title after both teams advanced on Friday. LSU beat Virginia Tech 79-72. The other game saw Iowa handing defending national champion South Carolina its first loss of the season, 77-73. And no one correctly picked all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions jackpot drawing, so it will keep growing. Tuesday's prize worth $385 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.